Tom Kelly joins us on the phone this morning. Tom, director of the Emergency Management Agency in Homeland Security. Looking at the commissioner's website, and as it talks about you, it says, Tom has been with the Lorain County Emergency Management Agency since October of 1990.
Seems like yesterday.
Yes. If you were to go back to talk to your 1990 Tom Kelly and say, hey, in 30 years, here's what you're going to have to deal with. Start preparing. What would that be like?
You know, we've heard over the years, yes, this possibly could happen, but what we've been involved in the last 40-plus days that we've really been into this thing, it's just been phenomenal.
Talk about a little bit how preparedness gets you ready for it, but not ready for it. In other words, you're prepared to start it, and then you realize it's sort of improvisation a little bit. It's trying to bring all the resources together, and just sort of, as long as there's a mechanism in place, things can get done.
Right. You know, the county has an emergency operations plan. It's been around for years, and it's written loosely enough and generically enough that it's supposedly going to help out for any type of emergency we have. This has been a little bit different because usually when something happens like a flood or a tornado or a snowstorm, that type of thing, we have an emergency operations center that's in lower level of our building here, and that's the focus. But in this case, since it's health-related, the emergency operations center is at the health department, and we're a branch off of that, so we've been assisting them. So that's been a big difference. But every day we come into something different we never dealt with before, and probably the biggest thing has been what we call PPE, the protective equipment that the first responders and the medical people wear.
So, Craig, if you want to ask Tom how long this has been going on, he answered the phone and he says day 39. Isn't that what you just said to me?
I think it's more like 42, but I think I lost count at about 25. So,
well, Tom, you talked about the PPE. What's it like for maybe someone at LifeCare or one of the other, operators in this area? Obviously, they had some of this gear on hand, but I would think they'd go through it rather quickly. Do you know the status of that? And even at the county level, too.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Craig. I mean, the everyday response type of things, gloves, masks, they do have those. But in this case, every patient, and there's been recommendations for, the first responders to wear this stuff every day, 24 hours a day, firefighters wearing masks and the stations all day. I can give you an example. When the Strategic National Stockpile, the SNS equipment, showed up, was nowhere near what we needed. I'm going to give you some numbers here, and they're going to sound big, but they really aren't. We gave out 20,000 plus masks, and that's the N95 you hear about, over-the-ear type surgical things, 2,400 protective gowns, and 67,000 individual gloves. But on a ratio, what is actually needed, that's about one. For every 10 that the EMS, the first responders, needed, maybe we got one out of the 10, and maybe the hospitals and the nursing facilities got one out of 100 they wanted. So we're really down far as what we needed across the county.
What is your schedule like on a typical day?
Typical
Do you have
day?
One? Do you have one now?
When I first called in, this is probably the 42nd or 43rd straight day that we've been in the office. The first 2 weeks of it, I myself put in about 212 hours or something like that in the first 2 weeks. We've not had a week that's under 70, 80 hours a week since then. Most of it's just trying to catch up loose ends that the health department has asked us or give us the task to do. Not only the PPE and trying to track it down and get more of it, is the first responders were looking for places to stay so they didn't have to go home. Some of the hotels have stepped up to do that. We were able to set that up. There's four or five hotels instead of going home, and after they've worked with a corona patient all day, they don't want to be with their family, obviously, but so they've stayed at hotels, and they've been stepping up. Some of them have offered a greatly reduced price to help them out. So, and that's hopefully going to be reimbursable through the federal government once this is over with.
When you are dealing with other disasters or things that you call to, usually there's an area. There's this, a sort of a geographic area. There's a time frame. We seem to not have any of that with this. What are the rules? How do we play this game, so to speak? What is it that you're then doing? Just working as some sort of distribution point, sort of facilitating something? How do you see your role in all of this?
The biggest piece has been the PPE and a distribution. And the gentleman here in the office that was tasked to do that, this is obviously something we never had to do. So he put up was able to make a spreadsheet system and dissemination system and give it out and make contacts with all the people that were possibly eligible to get it. We made a prioritized list of who would get it first, and that was based upon a group of people from all those representatives saying, who do you think needs to get it first? Because obviously it's few and far between, and now we've been told we're never going to get any more in the foreseeable future. So, and of course, we're getting all kinds of emails from different companies that say they have it, but they want all the money up front, and we can't guarantee a delivery date. So that's not quite a good idea to do. So,
Tom, we've seen some rather large-scale food distributions in the county, very organized, Ohio right. National Guard part of it. Is that a place where you would take a unit, or are you not involved in that?
We get periodic emails from those folks for Second Harvest. We've offered some help if they needed it, but it's been primarily them and the National Guard. They've done a really good job. I know they've got something set up in Wellington coming up, I believe, this week. We're going to try to stop down and help them out if we can get a chance.
Before we went on the air, you're giving me some of your schedule. You meet daily with the health department.
Right. Every day, 8:30 in the morning, they have a operational meeting. It lasts about a half hour to 45 minutes to see what everyone's doing. I'm not there this morning because I have someone else taking my place that's not here, but pretty good. I mean, we've got excellent health department. They've been right on top of this thing. Dave Cole's done a great job. He and I talk daily. It's a joke now that I said I have a little quick dial thing on the front screen of my phone. It's my two daughters and Dave in the office.
And then let's talk about Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's the date where you get done sort of on the state level.
Correct. They have a state conference call with all the counties at 1 o'clock every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have one this afternoon. And they go through, ask questions by quadrant if we have an issue, what do they need to work on to help us out, and vice versa. And the director of Ohio EMA, her name is Sim American. Actually, she's from Elyria. She grew up in Elyria. And I've known her for a number of years, so it's always good to have someone in that's close by.
And what kind of things are do you plan to bring to something like this, or do you just react to whatever information they're presenting at that point?
Well, we write it down. If there's anything that pertains to us, and we disseminate it out to everyone we can. And every day the state of Ohio gives us a situation report that what's happened overnight, and I give that out to every police and fire department, all the mayors, township trustees, the nursing homes, the hospitals, school superintendents. Everybody gets a copy of that every morning.
Now, we see on the national level different hotspots across the country. What are we learning from them that is coming to you from their versions of the FEMA and the Homeland Security?
Well, we really haven't heard too much about when we're going to ease up, for lack of a better word. I know the governor said something about May 1st, but that's yet to be determined, I believe, because the testing is still pretty few and far between, and hopefully they'll just ramp that up a little more in the next week or so.
Tom, on a sidebar subject, can we get a plug for WENS?
Oh, sure.
We had some nasty weather roll through about a week or so back.
Yeah, right in the middle of all this, of course, we had to have a tornado last Tuesday, I believe, or 2 weeks ago Tuesday, and then we've also had an issue in Carlisle Township where a cliff collapsed on a Black River, and there's a house that's teetering on the edge, and we went working on that also. So the normal everyday disasters continue to happen, but the WENS system is a countywide notification system that just about all the jurisdictions participate in. You can go on the website, the county's website, which is lorainecounty.us, sign up for it, and you can get jurisdiction information, emergency information, weather alerts, that type of thing.
What about sort of day-to-day operations? A lot of this in many organizations, this has been piled on top, yet I've seen stories related to the military. They're still keeping, that's going on, making sure there's nothing happening with countries. You never know who might take advantage of a situation like this or related to other things that you need to do that normally happen. Hospitals still have emergencies related to other things. How is that put in place for you?
Well, the weekends have become the catch-up time. All 5 days a week is the corona response, and then usually Saturdays and Sundays is what we're normally trying to do, catch up. I spent yesterday here, of all things, right in the middle of this, is I've got a number of radios that needed to be reprogrammed. We do that in-house here, so I was sat in the mobile command post for 4 hours yesterday programming radios.
And how are you able to keep all your social distancing with a mobile command center in places like that?
Well, we're not using that right now. Like I said, the county's emergency operations center is not being used in this instance. We used it for a day in the beginning, but we didn't need to do it after that. But it's set up that we can remain 6 inches apart, six feet apart down in the emergency operations center. We have our own supply of masks and things like that here in case we had to.
So how are you able to take a deep breath or relax a little bit as well, especially sometimes on your end, like many people who are in the know sort of maybe know a little bit more or have a sense of where things can go? How are you kind of dealing with all of that yourself?
There hasn't been any time, to be honest with you. Like I said, it's 42 straight days. I was here yesterday from about noon till 9 last night working on those vehicles, like I told you. So hopefully maybe after the beginning of May and they decide to relax us, we can work an 8-hour day instead of a 12 or a 15.
You still get outside, though? Are you able to get out into the world a little bit?
Yes. Okay. I'm lucky enough that I have a nice neighborhood where I live at, and it's a big circle, and I walk around there at least once a day.
Sounds good. Well, Tom, we appreciate you joining this morning, all you do as well, and keep busy and, get what you need from the meeting today. Get in there and tell them what Ohio needs or Lorain County wants from the folks that are leading all of this.
I've got my list.
Thanks. We appreciate your time, Tom.
Thanks, Bruce. Bye, Greg.
See, Greg, he gave you a little shout there as well. Know that you're still here.